It's Monday, the 31st of March, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Cabinet has approved visa exemptions for diplomatic passport holders from Germany, France and Switzerland to strengthen bilateral relations. This includes both diplomatic and official passport holders. Ministry spokesperson Margaret Kallo has more details.
This decision is a reciprocal gesture aimed at fostering closer ties with these nations. Cabinet has also approved the introduction of a new fee structure for visitors arriving in Namibia via Walvis Bay and Luderitz harbors, specifically for cruise liner passengers. A day visit fee of $300 will now apply to all passengers disembarking at these ports, enhancing the tourism experience while supporting local infrastructure.
Finance Minister Erica Shafuda presented the national budget last week, warning of major revenue challenges, particularly in the diamond sector. The government has lowered its 2024-25 revenue forecast by 1.2 billion Namibia dollars to 90.9 billion Namibia dollars. Here is FNB economist Helen Amboti with the details.
Global growth projections have marginally been revised upwards in the budget, with Namibia's domestic GDP growth expected to grow by 4.5% in 2025 and 4.7% in 2026, bolstered by a strong mining sector performance and favorable commodity prices, despite a struggling primary sector. Looking ahead, domestic issuers are going to play a critical role in financing the deficit, given that 85% of the debt is going to be financed domestically, which marks the second largest domestic financing requirement in Namibia's history.
Uganda's Ministry of Health has confirmed a measles outbreak in one of the country's largest refugee settlements. Isabel Nakiria reports that surveillance teams have intensified case searches and are monitoring efforts to contain the outbreak.
Two children have died from measles in a refugee settlement located in Uganda's Kiryandongo district. 68 others have been diagnosed with the disease. The Kiryandongo refugee settlement is home to thousands of refugees, primarily from Sudan and South Sudan. The health ministry attributes the outbreak to low immunization rates and unrestricted movement within the overcrowded settlement. However, due to food scarcity, widespread malnutrition leaves many children too weak to resist infections.
U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose secondary tariffs on Russian oil if his counterpart Vladimir Putin does not cooperate on ongoing talks to end the war in Ukraine. Secondary tariffs could constitute up to 50% on goods entering the U.S. from countries still buying oil from Russia. Trump maintains, though, that he still has a very good relationship with Putin.
I was disappointed in a certain way. Some of the things that were said over the last day or two having to do with Zelensky, because when he considers Zelensky not credible, he's supposed to be making a deal with him, whether you like him or you don't like him. So I wasn't happy with that, but I think he's going to be good, and I certainly wouldn't want to put secondary tariffs on Russia.
And finally, a Johannesburg man has been arrested for allegedly torturing his Muslim neighbors by braying every single evening during Ramadan. According to Newsvine, 42-year-old Jonathan Braaimaster van Wyk was apprehended on Friday after a two-week investigation revealed he had been strategically lighting up his grill at peak hunger hours, ensuring that the aroma of sizzling boerewors and marinated lamb chops would waft directly into the homes of his fasting neighbors. This is not just your average braai. This man was running a full-blown smoke-based psychological warfare operation, said local police spokesperson Captain Temba Nkosi. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.